What effect does the internet have on suicides?
Well, Papyrus is quite clear about speaking about suicide. We think that suicide is a taboo area. It's a subject that many of us don't really discuss openly in public for a variety of reasons. But we know that people who are suicidal actually are longing for somebody to name it with them and to talk freely about it and sensitively and help them to get help. And we know that if we speak about suicide online, it just has the same effect. But sometimes when we, if a young person is vulnerable to suicide and they go onto a search engine, for example, to look for help, the first thing they'll get is information on method, how to kill yourself and how to do it and what works best and all that sort of stuff. We're quite clear that what we want to do is get them to go onto a search engine and get help.
And have you spoken to the providers or the search engines to see if they can prioritise, say, the likes of yourselves to the top of the list?
Well, we do. There are ways, usually because we have to buy them, but there are ways of getting a link. I don't know the technical word for it, but an advert pops up with the Samaritan's telephone number or our phone number, and that's all well and good. But the difficulty we've had with internet service providers goes a little bit more deep than that. Internet service providers largely suggest that they are just, as it were, the conduit through which the information is channeled, like a railway provider. They're almost saying, we don't care what's on the train as long as the railway's open, you know, and that kind of absolves them of the responsibility for what is written.
So they haven't taken much responsibility effectively for it.
Indeed, yeah. Now, some internet service providers have, obviously, they're all wanting to be seen to be socially responsible, and I'm sure some of that desire is real, and they want to make sure that they do what they can within the limits of their resources and so on. One way, for example, is to establish parental controls, and what we're arguing for is when you buy a computer in your household, those parental controls should be on already, and you have to sort of opt out of them.
And what about the likes of social media, Facebook and Twitter, where they will be maybe not coming under the parental guidance or parental control?
Well, I was just going to say, even other websites, you know, parental controls suggest that we're talking about children, and even then they have the problems. But a lot of our young people are adults in their own right and don't particularly come under that remit. Facebook and social media are essentially great and good things. We use them ourselves as a charity to promote our messages, and that's the point. We need to use them positively and creatively. I think we do young people a disservice if we think that we need to hide the information. We need rather to talk about it openly and safely. People are not stupid. They want to go on, even if they're vulnerable to suicide. They want to go on and be informed.